For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. On Monday, the full Senate begins its consideration of Brett Kavanaugh's qualifications to become the next Supreme Court justice. Many senators are waiting to hear what the FBI says about it. Agents have less than a week to gather information on the sexual misconduct allegations against him. A source says the investigation will include claims made by Kavanaugh's former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez. It wasn't clear if the scope would be expanded beyond those made by Christine Blasey Ford. President Trump says he hopes this will pave the way for Kavanaugh's confirmation.
Having the FBI go out, do a thorough investigation, whether it's 3 days or 7 days, I think it's going to be less than a week, but having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Republicans have passed part of their tax cut legislation in the House, even though the legislation is unlikely to pass in the Senate because of the slim Republican lead. GOP leaders in the House pushed for that vote because of the upcoming November midterms. That could force Democrats to vote against permanently extending the temporary tax cuts for individuals and small businesses that took effect the first part of this year. A Fox News contributor has been fired over tweets about Christine Blasey Ford. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Fox News contributor Kevin Jackson referred to Brett Kavanaugh's female accusers as, quote, lying skanks in a series of tweets on Thursday, which led to his immediate termination by Fox News. The network said in a statement, his comments on today's hearings were reprehensible and do not reflect the values of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Russia's foreign minister is denouncing accusations that Moscow was interfering in other countries' affairs. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Sergei Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter at the UN, says the U.S. and West are uninterested in cooperation.
We hear loud statements that not only call into question the legal validity of international treaties, but also declare the priority of self-serving unilateral approaches over the decisions taken in the framework of the United Nations.
Lavrov also accused the West of using political blackmail, economic pressure, and raw force to prevent other nations becoming global rivals. He says U.S.-Russia relations are bad, probably at their all-time low. He also announced that Moscow has started delivering S-300 air defense systems to Syria's government in response to an Israeli airstrike September 17th that mistakenly shot down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Some members of the GOP are looking into regulating sports betting. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
House Republicans say they strongly favor new federal regulations on sports gambling after the Supreme Court allowed states to open sports books. At a hearing of a House Judiciary Subcommittee, GOP members said that they were concerned advertisements and online gambling platforms could target minors, and they said they also feared the potential for game fixing. No word on how Democrats feel regarding regulating the sportsbook industry. You're listening to USA